and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 17:3. If we are to know him, we cannot just read the writings of others who have been touched by him. We must come to him and be taught by him about himself, as in humble silence we wait on him who is within each of us. Here he will reveal himself to us in a very personal way, and he will show us ourselves so we can repent and be changed, and he can know us. George Fox once said that 30 minutes in the light is worth a lifetime. It is our life breath who love him. David also loved this waiting on God. Be still and know that I am God. PSA 46:10. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I wait on you all the day long. PSA 25:5. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. PSA 24:7-8. From a guide to true peace. The sort of prayer to which we have alluded is that of inward silence, where the soul, abstracted from all outward things, in holy stillness, humble reverence, and lively faith, waits patiently to feel the divine presence, and lively faith, and waits patiently to receive the precious influence of the Holy Spirit. The Lord said to me in regard to when you are waiting on the Lord, every time you return your thoughts, to me, the Father knows it. Seek the Lord and his strength, yearn for and seek his face and to be in his presence continually. 1 Chron 16:11. I love them that love me, and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. Pro 8:17. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. James 4:8. Deep calls to deep. PSA 42:7. This wonderful quest is the blessing of this lifetime, and forever to become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. As Paul said, yes, without doubt, I count all things as loss compared to the surpassing excellence of the knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Phil 3:8. That I may know him, to experience the power of his resurrection, to share in his sufferings, and even be conformed to him in his death. Phil 3:10. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will and see the righteous one, and should hear the voice from his mouth. Acts 22:14. The following are a few of my favorite glimpses of him. You will have your own if you seek him. Our God is a great and terrible God. Once I saw into a wonder, an opening into something that could not be seen, only perceived, for it was spirit, and so pure and so glorious and so powerful and so holy as to be beyond description. And I heard a voice say, our terrible great God, let them praise your great and terrible name, for it is holy. PSA 99:3. He is majestic. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, doing wonders? Exo 15:11. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. PSA 96:6. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. 1 Chron 29:11. He is one, there is no other here, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. Deut 6:4. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my purpose shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Isa 46:9-10. He is the power. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have understanding, or who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth, as if it had issued out of the womb, when I made the cloud garment for it, and thick darkness a wrapping for it, and said, to this point you shall come, but no further, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. Have you commanded the morning in all your days, and caused the dawn to know its place? Where is the way where light dwells? And as for darkness, where is its place? Job 38:41. While waiting on the Lord, I heard him say, you are with the power of the universe. Though your salvation is not yet completed, you have your keeper, the power of God, which neither slumbers nor sleeps, and it will keep you unto that day. George Fox, Letter 265, PSA 121:5, Isa 27:3. Who are kept by the power of God through faith to salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Pet 1:5. He is holy, and Moses said, I beg of you, please show me your glory. You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in goodness and truth. Exode 33:18-23, 34:6. He is faithful. Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love Him and obey His commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7:9. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful who promised. Hebrews 10:23. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and He who sat upon Him was called Faithful and True. Revelation 19:11. He came as a child, who did not cling to glory. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, though He was one with God and in the form of God, did not think this equality with God was something to be retained, held fast, but made Himself nothing, and took upon Himself the nature of a slave, and became like men, born a human being. And after appearing in the likeness of man, He humbled Himself further, and carried His obedience to death, even the death of the cross. Phil 2:5-8. In this, the love of God was shown to us, by God sending His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. 1 John 4:9. He gave Himself so we could become like Him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor because He suffered death, so that by the grace of God, He should taste death for every man. For it was fitting of God, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Hebrews 2:9-10. He is humble. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and then you will find rest for your souls. Matt 11:29. That you may be preserved and kept from that which is not of the Father, in the simplicity and innocence of Christ Jesus. George Fox in Letter 37. George Fox in his journal also said, "He that inhabits eternity dwells with a humble heart, and He gives grace to the humble. He is so loving and humble that He appreciates whatever thanks we give Him. It is so little for all He gives. He will even bring forth more thankfulness if we ask. He is all patient, a bruised reed He shall not break, and smoking flax He will not quench, until He sends forth judgment to victory." Matt 12:20. He is the beloved, and a cloud came that overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, listen to and obey Him." Mark 9:7. All things are delivered to me by my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither does any man know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal Him. Matt 11:27. His mouth is most sweet. Yes, He is altogether desirable. "This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem." Song 5:16. He made all there is, and is all while waiting on the Lord. He showed me the ocean, and He spread out over it, and everything, including me, was inside Him. And it was not just that He had created all, but that He was all. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:1-4. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Gen 1:2. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the visible things were not made from anything we can see. Hebrews 11:3. Has in these last days spoken to us in His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, and through whom He created the worlds. Hebrews 1:2. It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. Isaiah 40:22. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? PSA 8:3-4. Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. For it pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell in Him. Col 1:15-19. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. He is our gift from God. George Fox said, "Christ, the treasure of wisdom and knowledge of God. For to us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God Mighty, the Eternal Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9, 6. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we behold his glorious splendor, the glorious splendor of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Cor 9:15. He is within each of us. Christ is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:9. George Fox says in his letter 240. But the Apostle Paul directed them all to know Christ the seed, in the male and female, and told them he preached Christ in them, and bid them examine themselves, and prove themselves, and to know him to be in them, otherwise they were reprobates. I saw that when we wander off when waiting on the Lord, he patiently stands in love and faithfulness and humility until we come back. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Rev 3:20. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter Helper, so that he may remain with you forever, who is the Spirit of Truth, which the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him because he dwells with you now and shall be in you soon. I will not leave you comfortless like orphans, I will come to you. John 14:16-18. To guide, comfort, teach, cleanse, and love us each moment of every day. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Rom 1:19. Paul is saying that whatever is to be learned about God is to be revealed within a man. You ought to go to prayer, waiting on the Lord, that you may deliver yourself wholly up into the hands of God, with perfect resignation, exerting an act of faith, believing that you are in the divine presence. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Col 1:27. He is the wonder and the glory of all existence, and we can know him and be with him. He shows us the way to come to him. We are to love him, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Mark 12:30. For you shall worship no other God. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Exo 34:14. While waiting on the Lord, I heard. Keep you only unto me, you have been bought with a price. Do not be slaves to the interests of men. 1 Cor 7:23. We are to believe he rewards, for as Paul said, he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Heb 11:6. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, in proportion to our waiting and hoping on you. PSA 33:22. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Mark 9:24. We are to cling to him that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave to him, for he is your life and the length of your days. Deut 30:20. We are to thirst for him, O God, you are my God, earnestly I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. PSA 63:1. As the deer pants after the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? PSA 42:1-2. Now on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. John 7:37. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who is thirsty the fountain of the water of life freely. Rev 21:6. We are to seek him. He did this, so that they should seek the Lord, and perhaps might feel after him and find him, though he is not far from every one of us. Acts 17:27. While waiting on the Lord, he said, You can either spend your time correcting evil, or you can spend your time seeking me. God gives righteousness to everyone that loves it, to everyone whose intents are upright and single. George Fox, letter 141, And you shall seek me, and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jer 29:13. Prize your time and the love of the Lord to your souls above all things. George Fox letter #17. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. For what is your life? It is just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. James 4:14. Prize your time because the days are evil. F 5:16. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Isa 55:6. We are to beseech him to show us his ways now, therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find favor in your sight. Exo 33:13. We are to reverence him. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Job 28, 28 George Fox said in his doctrinal books, to fear God is not to grieve nor offend him, but to be subject to him and reverence him. We are to walk humbly with him he has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God? Mike 6, 8 Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything and that none of your thoughts can be thwarted. You said, Who is this who darkens counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job 42:2-6 But the tax collector, standing at a distance, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 18:13-14 We are to be slow to speak, therefore, my beloved brothers. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. James 1:19 Some are so foolish as to interrupt and anticipate those that speak, instead of hearing and thinking before they answer. From William Penn's Maxims, and to him that orders his way aright will I show the salvation of God. PSA 50:23 We are to see him in the face of Christ Jesus, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Cor 4:6 He who has my commands and obeys them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will show myself to him. John 14:21 It is the blessing after the heart has been purified. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matt 5:8 While waiting on the Lord, Christ said to me, I am the face of God. We are to wait on him, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be of good courage and let your heart be confident. Wait, I say, on the Lord. PSA 27:14 But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isa 40:31 Truly my soul silently waits upon God, from him comes my salvation. PSA 62:1 Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, in proportion to our waiting and hoping on you. PSA 33:22 We are to abide in him, abide, dwell, remain in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John 15:4 If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. John 15:7 As the Father loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. John 15:9 If you keep my commands, the commands you hear him speak to you from within your heart, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commands that Jesus heard spoken to him, and abide in his love. John 15:10 He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. PSA 91:1 We are to live to him. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service and worship. Rom 12:1 You were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Cor 6:20 Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, lawless deeds, sin, and purify for himself a people who are his very own, zealous for good works. Titus 2:14 That he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. Luke 1:74-75 Therefore, since Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind, because he who has suffered in the flesh is finished with sin, so that you should not live the rest of your time in the flesh in the lusts of men, but live to the will of God. 1 Peter 4:1-2 He has made extraordinary promises to us if we will but diligently hear him, and follow him and obey him. He will give us a new heart. I will also give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. As 36:26 And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. Jer 24:7 Since you are obviously shown to be a letter from Christ ministered by us, written not with ink but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. 2 Cor 3:3 create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10, He will give us new minds, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jer 31:33 George Fox said in letter number 260 that, truth makes free to be partakers of Christ Jesus, and of his blood, and his spirit and mind, and makes free to be partakers of the divine nature and precious faith, by which exceedingly great and precious promises are given to us, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4 from George Fox letter number #63, and so, his light being come to, all your own works are ceased from, and your own thoughts, which if you follow them, they will lead you into error. From his letter 19, but the carnal mind is to be taken away and destroyed. Casting down all our own decisions, and every barrier that is raised up against the wisdom from God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Cor 10:5 and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may recognize what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Rom 12:2, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Rom 8:6, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Cor 2:16, for more on the new mind click here, he will teach us himself, but the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit and whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you. John 14:26, he will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and expose the motives of men's hearts. 1 Cor 4:5, while you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light that you may become the children of light. John 12:36, while in the light, as it shows you the condition and motives of your heart and teaches you, believe in the light that the light is Christ, who is the light, that you may become children of the light. For in Christ is the life, the light of all men. And God is light. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Rom 10:17, you do not need any man to teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth, 1 John 2:27, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Matt 11:29, George Fox's basic message was that Christ had come to teach his people himself, and that the people had no need of any teacher but the light that was in all men and women, the anointing they had received. And if people would be silent, waiting on God, the light would teach them how to conduct their lives, teach them about Christ, show them the condition of their hearts, and, they loving the light, it would rid them of the cause of sin. For everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and does practices, obeys them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man who built a house, and dug deep and laid the foundation securely built on a rock. And when the flood arose, the torrent beat violently upon that house, but could not shake it because it was founded on a rock. Luke 6:47-48, David said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I have not departed from your judgments, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. PSA 119:99, 102-103, you who dwell in the gardens, the companions listen to your voice, cause me to hear it also. Psalm 8:13, behold, you desire truth in the inward being, make me to know wisdom in the inmost part. PSA 51:6, teach me to do your will, for you are my God, your spirit is good, lead me into the land of uprightness. PSA 143:10, it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Every man therefore who has heard and has learned from the Father comes to me. John 6:45c, Jesus wants to teach you himself while waiting on the Lord, I heard him say, I am a teacher, he will cleanse us, he who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God is revealed in us, that he might destroy in us the works sin of the devil. 1 John 3:8, but if and when we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Psalm 51:7, on that day there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David, and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Zechariah 13:1, also, George Fox Letter 265, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and then you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. While waiting on the Lord, I saw that taking his yoke upon us is being trained, and suffering through the cleansing process to the point of having his will rather than our own. Then the yoke and the burden is easy and we have rest. Matt 11, 28-30 As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. PSA 103, 12 He will make us his temple. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Acts 17:24 Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Cor 3:16 Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. 1 Cor 6:19 He will establish his kingdom within us. The kingdom of God does not come with outward signs to be observed. Nor will they say, look here, or look over there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you and around you. Luke 17:20-21 He will show us how to please him. He who has my commands and obeys them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will show myself to him. John 14:21 And every man who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he, Jesus, is pure. 1 John 3:3 So then those who are in the flesh living in their sinful nature cannot please God. Rom 8:8 If a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? 1 John 4:20 I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, and that you love one another as I have loved you. John 13:34 Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with those things you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5 Also see, George Fox on covetousness. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praise, think on these things. Phil 4:8 You who love the Lord, hate evil. PSA 97:10 Flee youthful lusts, but aim at and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, in the company of those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Tim 2:22 And whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:27 So deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow, obey him. Luke 9:23 He died on the cross to show us how to die on our spiritual cross. He is the pattern son to show us how to die spiritually to self. And the cross to us is nothing compared to his. It is easy and light. When we sit and wait on him and watch for at least an hour, our will is to get up and do something else. When he shows us our condition, our will is to run or deny that we are that bad. When he commands to give up doing certain things, our will is to keep doing them. So when we do the opposite of our will and repent, we are on the cross, dying to self. Our death is a spiritual death. To share the cross with Christ, however light ours is. To share death with Christ, however easy ours is. To share the resurrection with Christ, both to his glory. Here we can be taught by him, led by him, changed by him, and come to know him. We see the effects of the changes in us with wonder and loving thanksgiving, and we begin to understand why he came and what he is doing. If any other way but bearing the cross and dying to his own will could have redeemed man from a fallen and corrupt state, Jesus would have taught it and established it by his example. From A Guide to True Peace, while waiting on the Lord, he told me that my sorrow over a wrong was like a salve to any pain it had caused him. So go to him with loving sorrow when you repent. Be devoted to prayer with watching and thankfulness. Call 4, 2 watch, stand fast in the faith, conduct yourself like men, be strong. 1 Cor 16:13 You have been bought with a price. Do not be slaves to the interests of men. 1 Cor 7:23 By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. 2 Cor 6:7 Rejoice, you have left the broad way and found the narrow way that leads to life that few find. Matt 7:13-14 He will call us friends from now on. I do not call you servants, for the servant does not know not what his Lord is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you all things that I have heard from my Father. John 15:15 And he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will and see the righteous one and should hear the voice from his mouth. Acts 22:14. He will make us holy, purify your souls by obeying the truth. 1 Peter 1:22. Therefore, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Cor 7:1. Pursue peace with all men, and holiness, consecration, sanctification, without which no man shall see the Lord. Heb 12:14. While waiting on the Lord, we were given understanding that part of pursuing peace with every man is to never say anything critical about anyone or any group, however they might really deserve it. Leave it unsaid. This trains the mind to be tolerant and therefore more peaceful with others. When we get completed with spiritual discernment, the Lord can lead us to any criticisms he feels that are necessary. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. F4:24. Be holy, for I am holy. Peter 1:16. For if we are to come into union with him, we must be like him. He will make us one with him while waiting on the Lord. I saw that after he has brought us to be pure and holy, we can mingle with his essence like two breaths joining as one. Then we will see as he sees and feel him always with us, never to be apart. We are still there, but we do whatever he sees needing to be done and adore him as he truly is. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us three, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, so that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. John 17:21-23. He will live in us to bring us to truth and complete us. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter Helper, so that he may remain with you forever, who is the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because he dwells with you now and shall be in you soon. I will not leave you comfortless like orphans. I will come to you. John 14:16-18. And we know that the Son of God is present with us, and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and are in him who is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. 1 John 5:20. This is a faithful saying: if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we suffer, we will also reign with him. 2 Timothy 2:11-12. I am the light of the world. Every man, he who follows me, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. And to those who attain perfection, to those who reach purity, by doing so, you bring glory to your Savior, the blessed Christ, and he then brings glory to our Father. Is there anything else worth aspiring to do? For if there is some way we can repay our Father for our breath, our heartbeat, our life, our Savior who has paved the way for us, then that is the only thing to want. Every other thing must take the backseat to the passion of bringing glory to the Son and the Father. As for me, if I can possibly do this for Christ and the Father, as insignificant as I am, I gladly dedicate the rest of my life to do so, and I am eternally grateful for the opportunity. He will bring us into fellowship with himself and God. George Fox says in his journal, "Therefore walk in the light, that you may have fellowship with the Son, and with the Father, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ." 1 John 1:3. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. James 4:8. If a man loves me, he will obey my spoken words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. John 14:22-23. Make haste, my beloved, and be you like to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. Psalm 8:14. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matt 5:8. And if we diligently seek, listen, obey, and love him, he will make us sons. But to all as have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become sons of God, sons of God. John 1:12. But this I commanded them, saying, listen to and obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk completely in the ways that I command you, so that it may be well with you. Jer 7:23. Even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and generations, but now is made revealed to his saints, to whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery in the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:26-27. And the Lord said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people among whom you live shall see the work of the Lord. for it is a terrible, awesome thing that I will do with you. Exodus 34:10, for the Lord shall rise up, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Isaiah 28:21, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Psalm 108:23, faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, so, if we come to know him who lives in us, and stand while he exposes what we are, and what he would bring us to be, he will lead us home. We will see the old man in us that must die for the beautiful new creation he will bring forth. All we must do is believe he can do it and wait on and obey his leadings to change us to that pure, perfect being. It is hard to look at our heart as it is before he changes it, but he is with us to guide, comfort, and love, and we see it come forth with such thankfulness and such breathless awe. The promise is the great hope and mystery of the creation, for we are to become like him and be one with him. While waiting on the Lord, he said, "Be the very best you can for me. Oh, that we may know you more and more always, all the beauty, love, and glory of the ages. I will praise you forever because you have done it. In the presence of your saints, I will wait in your name, for it is good." PSA 52:9, so, go to him who is within you and wait on him to reveal himself in you. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.